Welcome back, you're with RT. Now, a Muslim businessman in the UK has launched a dating website offering the opportunity to find a second wife or a husband. Despite bigamy being illegal in Britain, the service has already attracted a lot of attention. RT's Issa Ali has more now from London.
When one wife just isn't enough, now Brits can simply log on for their next nuptials. Although it's open to anyone, SecondWife.com targets the country's Muslim men with a verse from the Quran which approves multiple marriages. The site's founder says he's trying to challenge traditional attitudes.
If you were to have a one-night stand, or visit a prostitute, or have multiple girlfriends or mistresses, or go on pornographic websites or strip clubs, nobody would have an issue with it. What I'm actually doing is I'm actually removing the taboo. I believe polygamy is the last remaining human taboo. We've explored every other relationship. This one actually works.
Azad says there's a similar website for non-Muslims and it's got thousands of members. As for polygamy's pros and cons, here's what Londoners say.
I think that that's a better way to go about approaching a situation like that as opposed to having an affair behind closed doors.
I am not personally opposed to it, but I wouldn't be particularly happy if that was my husband.
It's a good idea, but isn't it money, you know? If you have like more than two wives or three wives, you need to must have a house or good money.
I'm very happily married, and I wouldn't be if there was a second wife, and I would certainly not be looking for a second husband, I think.
And I'm about to get married and wouldn't really like it if my fiancé was using a website called My Second Wife.
Gosh, I think it's hard enough being married to one woman, isn't it? Why would you want to double your trouble?
Polygamous marriages are not legally recognised. Polygamy can lead to an imbalance in the dynamic of the relationship. That can be anything from who does the cooking to which wife he's having relations with, which wife he chooses to see.